The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The reward for mitzvahs in this world. The Chodesh Alboros was discussing why the Torah mentions only reward in this world, at least explicitly. Torah talks about reward in this world. If you listen to my words, like we say in Krishna, all types of things about produce will be good, and rain at the right time. Won't have the sickness. Shaptam v'vetach ba'altachem, live peacefully in your land. So, one of the things he says is a very, very big chiddush, and has a lot of implications to us. It says that the Torah itself explicitly discusses only the acts of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that you could see. Put in a pair of tefillin, put on tzitzis, keep Shabbos, daven, and learn. It's not delving into the internal parts, the chovos halevavos behind every mitzvah. It gives you the basics, because the Torah is written for everybody. And not everybody is on the level to have a deeper understanding of what they're doing. So, he says that since the Torah is written for those who are on the basic level, you know, the basic level of the Torah is for people who are on the basic level of the Avodas Hashem. So if a person just does the act of the mitzvahs and doesn't really think about the idea behind them and how this is a way of getting closer to Hashem. Since, just like his mitzvahs are things you see in this world, also the reward will be given in this world. It's an external type of act. It's an act that is lacking the heart behind it. But still, it's a good act. You're doing the will of Hashem. So you'll also get the external type of reward, which is a reward in this world. And that's why the Torah is stressing the reward in this world. Because, like we're saying, the Torah has many, many deeper ways of understanding it. But pshat, the simple understanding, which is what we're calling the external understanding of it, is for that most basic level of avodas Hashem. I'm doing the acts, and I'm not doing the wrong acts, and for that one is entitled to Sfarin Olam Hazeh. But the etzem, every mitzvah has so much behind it. For example, it can be Shema Shabbos. I don't do any malachas on Shabbos, but that's in my mind is preoccupied with what I'm doing the whole week, and I may be even talking about during the weekend. I'm basically the same person I was during the week, but I'm not doing malachas. That's one level. There's a higher level. We pay attention to what we say in our davening. Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. It reminds me of the fact that Hashem created the world and He stopped on Shabbos, and therefore, every Shabbos, I'm refreshing my belief and recognition of the fact that Hashem is the one who created the world. And also, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Shabbos. We say in Kiddush, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It reminds me also, Hashem has special Hashkoch on us. He picked us and took us out of Mitzrayim miraculously. And therefore, we're doing this thing, which is also, in some ways, Lamalim and Ateva, above the laws of the nature, to take off one day a week, no matter what. A goyim can't understand that. How can you take one day off after work?
Kol HaLashon.
I remember the big Kiddush Hashem when Mr. Moshe Paul Reichman was building the International Trade Center or something like that, near the World Trade Center. Gigantic buildings, complex. Every Friday afternoon, complete stop. It didn't rely on all kind of coolers and things. And everybody was shocked. It was costing millions and millions of dollars taking off that day off. But he made a statement. Hashem, Shabbos is the day we show ourselves in the world Hashem created us, He created the world. Hashem has hashgacha on us, He sees Mitzrayim. That's a deeper level. So my Shabbos is not just a day that I'm sitting around and eating garinim and not doing malachas, which is better than doing malachas, because at least I'm refraining from doing malachas. But the idea behind it, give me a chizik for the rest of the week, the recognition that Hashem created me, and I may have some tafkin, I have some position and goal in this world. And the hashgacha of Hashem over Klal Yisrael, strengthening my pitochim. But there's even a deeper level of, like we say, the Shabbos is Oiz Beinil Bnei Yisrael. It's an intimate sign of closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a time that we don't just remind ourselves that thousands of years ago Hashem created the world that took us out of Mitzrayim. That it's a time we just stop from our interaction with the world and show ourselves, I see the Malchus Shemayim. I see Hashem is running everything, everything in the world, everything in my life. That causes a great simcha that we have on Shabbos, because I realize that Hashem is running the world, and I could be at peace with myself, which is the basis of Bitochen. But Shabbos is one of those days that we just step back and remind ourselves, strengthen that feeling that I am not doing anything. I'm making the movements, and I'm trying my best, but Hashem is the one who's running the show. He's the Melech, and he's not Stav Melech. He's the Melech who's so close to me. Like we start off the Shabbos, Chodoydi L'Kraskala, like a beloved couple getting together. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the potential for spirituality, and we're the ones who bring it out. So, like we're saying, if a person just doesn't do any malachas on Shabbos, make a kiddush, go to shul, but his mind frame is pretty much the same as the rest of the week, or so, he gets a certain level of tzara, and that's what we call the external level of the mitzvah. And like the Rebbe is saying, that's more b'ikar tzara noilam hazeh. But if a person has these other levels that we described, recognition of Hashem created the world, Hashem take it, I am Mitzrayim, the Machal Shemayim, the Kirva that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I become a completely different person on Shabbos with my Hashem Yisera. It's not really, I'm bringing out the true essence of myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our relationship on Shabbos, and that gives me energy and spiritual strength for the whole week. That's already a much higher level, which is, it gets a very high level of Olam Haba also. And this is with every single mitzvah we do. We can just do the act without thinking, or we can pay attention more to what we're doing and use it as, like the Mesius Hashem says, the means to be Dovik Hashem, to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anyway, this is another idea that the Chavos Vavos is saying, that Shechar Olam Haba is the lowest level of Shechar, most external level of rewards. And that's when also when we're doing the basic level of Torah, which is what the Torah itself, written Torah, is giving us the basic level. Olam Haba and all that's already shared to the higher levels, and deeper levels, of closest to Hashem. We should be all zeicha for that. Kol tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.